Roger that. Yeah, like, you know, it's like the articles that I've read, you know, they've taken the time and they've gotten some input from a lot of different sources. And, you know, it's better than just throwing together something. I know that, you know, some of the designs, some of the things that have been done through the years, even through some of the other teams through the years, a lot of people, it seems like it comes back around to, you know, what they originally had in that. And I think the Tigers and the Yankees are the only ones that haven't had an alternate uniform like that. So, again, it kind of brings us up to date a little bit, and it's good for merchandising and such. But I think it's a nice addition there to what they have. You still have the classic the home uniforms, but yet again, it stays along that line and uses the color scheme of the team.
Yeah, for sure, and it does. And it's like, you know, that previous year was they had like the orange and blue belt, or you know, the more pronounced orange within the uniform. I don't know what year that was. You know what year that was?
W8.
Well, I know during the 70s and I think early 80s, they had elastic waistbands that they had. A lot of it was prevalent on a lot of the other teams. The Tigers' road uniforms were like that. That had the orange and blue waistbands there on them. And yeah, I think that started, I want to say, 72. And I want to say it's you know, They've got rid of the waistbands like that, but the you know, the orange, blue, gray color that they use on the road uniforms have kind of remained through the years.
W8FU.